And the Houston Texans signed running back Arian Foster to a new 5-year contract. He was getting very little, and now he's getting very much.
I bet he is.
$43.5 million up to.
Over how long?
You know what? I didn't write that down. It's 20 of it's guaranteed, though.
Okay. Well, he's...
Hey, he got $20 million guaranteed. He's in good shape.
You know what? He deserves it.
For an undrafted guy coming out of coming into the league?
Yeah.
That's pretty good scoons.
Yeah, it is. Okay. By the way, Chase, if anybody calls, I don't have a song, so it's your choice today if you want to.
Oh, really?
It's Tuesday, you know. It's
huh. Is this music day?
Well, I don't know.
This is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning.
No,
I'd like to have it on WTAW. But
sure.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
We're all about not that pressing.
No.
Oh, and stuff.
Yeah. 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 I knew you'd go with Katy Perry.
Duh.
I knew you would.
Duh. Ah. See, this is like a slow burn at first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta warm up a little.
Yeah, doing a warm up. And a cerebral song at that.
As all of hers are.
Absolutely. She was married to Russell Brand, for crying out loud.
What color is your hair this week?
Pink, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Could be. You better quit dying or it's all going to fall out.
Yep,
all right,
true.
Get ready to sweat.
All right, that's enough.
I'm about out of breath.
I know. Tiring.
Tiring. Yeah. Shouldn't we have done that earlier, though?
No, this is...
She rides the elliptical between 6 and 6:30, 25.
Well, she has to change her world to fit ours. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Got to do that.
I need to go back and find that email that I got from someone else regarding...
Yeah, we did get that, as a matter of fact. Hey, want to remind you of a call we got about 20 minutes ago that... I guess starting today on Fitch and Barron, it is a four-way blink, okay? Four-way red blinking light. That's a four-way stop. So if you are used to going that way, you might not want to do that today. It might slow you down just a little bit.
And if you do, let us know how long it took you to get through.
Yeah.
If you could time that for us.
Yeah, just go ahead and let us know. So, all right, so I'm opening up the soon-to-be-sold Brian Eagle. Brian College Station Eagle, I guess it's officially the Eagle, editorial, still time for Steve Ogden to run again. Okay. Texas is in dire financial straits. While the sour economy hasn't hurt Texas as badly as other states, it's been bad enough, and it looks to be that way for some time to come. Talks about the problems. No better time than right now for our own Senator Steve Ogden, who as chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee has quietly and effectively guided the state through treacherous budget discussions. In fact, so fed up, he decided not to seek re-election in 1997. He tried to quit before, but thankfully was convinced to run one more time. I have it on pretty good authority he's not going to run again.
Done that.
Pretty good authority as of a few minutes ago, yeah. Well, and I think basically if he were here to say it, he would say, there is a choice, and there are other people who are running. And so he's going to let some other folks take turns at that. Never hurts to leave the stage while they're applauding, right?
Yes.
So, well, there you are.
As George Costanza told us, you know, always leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Leave on a high note. And you hit your high note, get out.
Yeah. Once again, George Costanza. So now, did you hear about these two hackers who broke into Sony Music servers and stole like 50,000 digital files?
No.
They were arrested and charged in the UK. Now, what I love is the name of their organization, okay? Their crime unit is called the Serious Organized Crime Agency.
The Serious Crime Agency?
The Serious Organized Crime Agency.
That's as opposed to
The fun-loving organized. Yeah, the fun-loving organized crime.
The lighthearted, yes.
Not sure. Yeah.
By the way, I found the email.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is a genuine email.
This is a genuine email from a listener who shall remain nameless. My neighborhood workout buddies gather at my house from 8 to 9, get us a cup of coffee, and sit and wait for the workout music on the radio. We laugh, we get informed, we have a great time. Thanks, guys, for having fun with us.
So we're going to have to start doing this in the 8 o'clock hour now?
Well, we got one lady, one at the 6 o'clock hour. She's one between the 8 and 9, and we played it in 7. So that'd be just about like us.
Right. We get around to it eventually or forget it. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll remember that. Plastic surgeon in Northern Virginia offering a FaceTime facelift. This is a medical procedure aimed to improve the way you look when video chatting on FaceTime.
What?
Yeah.
Heard about this.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think if we may have talked about this while you were gone.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I don't remember. I mean, that tells you how much I was listening. Yeah. And I was supposed to be hosting the show.
That's true, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because I just got done with a trip, and it's awkward if you've ever FaceTimed with someone. And if they don't know how to hold it just right, you know, you're going right up the nose.
Oh,
I mean, it's not a flattering angle.
Well, that's a good point. You're right. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It's not a flattering angle. And if you got the least little bit of an extra chin work in there, that's going to be very prominent. Again, because the tendency is you're going to want to hold it down at your, you know, hold it down like you would almost like reading a Kindle or something like that.
Rather than even holding it above eye level, which would probably be a better look.
Which that's going to give you a more realistic angle of what your face actually looks like.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy's capitalizing on vanity, so hey.
Vanity and a cell phone? I can't imagine.
Vanity and plastic surgery?
Yeah, right.
I can't imagine.
I mean, I can't think of a reason why I wouldn't want to optimize my face for the few times that I might FaceTime with someone on my phone.
Yes, but consider somebody one half your age. Okay, for them it's a different world. Of course, we don't need people half your age getting plastic surgery, but plastic surgery surgeon Robert Siegel of Austin Weston Center for Cosmetic Surgery, of course, has invented a procedure that uses how you look during a video chat and then offers procedures to specifically address whatever it could be. The biggest complaints he's getting right now, the saggy neck. You got that saggy neck thing going, which really stands out because, as Chase mentioned, generally the way people will hold the phone is down low. So if you want to cut that short, you can just text somebody, hey, hate the saggy neck look.
Yeah, really.
See how that works.
I can't
FaceTime with you. Batteries Plus, we make sure to keep a...